Out of doubt, out of dark, to the day's rising, he rode singing in the sun, sword unsheathing, hope he rekindled, and in hope ended, over death, over dread, over doom lifted. Out of loss, out of life, unto long glory.
But Mary stood at the foot of the green mound, and he wept. And when the song was ended, he arose and cried, Theoden King, farewell. As a father you were to me for a little while, farewell. When the burial was over and the weeping of women was stilled, and Theoden was left at last alone in his barrow, then folk gathered to the golden hall for the great feast and put away their sorrow. For Theoden had lived to full years, and ended in honour no less than the greatest of his sires. And when the time came that in the custom of the mark they should drink to the memory of the kings, Eowyn, Lady of Rohan, came forth, golden as the sun and white as snow, and she bore a filled cup to Éomer. Then a minstrel and lawmaster stood up, and named all the names of the lords of the mark in their order. Eol the Young, and Brego, builder of the hall, and Aldor, brother of Baldor the Hapless, and Freyawine, and Goldwine, and Deor, and Gram, and Helm, who lay hid in Helm's Deep when the mark was overrun. And so ended the nine mounds of the west side, for in that time the line was broken, and after came the mounds of the east side, Freyalaf, Helm's sister son, and Leofa, and Walda, and Falka, and Falkwine, and Fengal, and Thengal, and Theoden the latest. And when Theoden was named, Éomer drained the cup. Then Éowyn bade those that served to fill the cups, and all there assembled rose and drank to the new king, crying, Hail, Éomer, king of the mark! At the last, when the feast drew to an end, Éomer arose and said, Now this is the funeral feast of Theoden the king, but I will speak, ere we go, of tidings of joy, for he would not grudge that I should do so, since he was ever a father of Éowyn my sister. Hear then all my guests, fair folk of many realms, such as have never before been gathered in this hall, Faramir, steward of Gondor, and prince of Ithilien, asks that Éowyn, lady of Rohan, should be his wife, and she grants it full willing. Therefore they shall be troth-plighted before you all.